Colossians 3 and 23. If you have it, would you say amen? All right. How about a hearty amen with that conviction? If you have it, would you say amen?
Amen.
There we go. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. And 1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever or whatever you do, do all for the glory of the Lord. Do all for the glory of God, giving none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. I want to preach tonight, not very lengthy in time, but I want to stir something in us and remind us of some things. I want to preach to you on this thought, the Lord's reward. The Lord's reward. Would you lift your voices unto the Lord? Would you pray right now that God would help us to be a doer of the word of the Lord tonight? God would help us. Can we do that? Would you lift your voices under the heavens tonight? Let the lifting of our hands be as the evening sacrifice. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our voices unto the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, that's it, that's it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We glorify you in this place. Come on, let's lift our voices. Let's lift our voices unto the Lord in this house. He ta da 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 da. I praise your name, oh God. I praise your name, oh God. Come on, let's stir up the atmosphere of prayer in this place. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you in this place. We glorify you in this place. Come on, let the gifts of the Spirit move, oh God. Help us this evening, oh God, to be apostolic, God, in all that we do tonight, oh God. We glorify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you as you are seated. Amen. The Lord's reward. When you look at a reward or an award, it's probably something we're all familiar with. And, I could give you the definition and we would be familiar with, the word reward. We know that there are delayed rewards. We know that there are rewards that we receive throughout our life. Recompense, to give something by way of compensation. Reward, something that is given in return for good or evil done or received. Reward is something that is given or that is offered or given for some service or attainment. And I like rewards. Brother Skata, I can remember growing up as a kid, and in the fifth grade in particular, I'm reminded of when we would have good behavior. On Fridays, we would get popcorn and root beer. And, that kind of grew in my life, and it became like a daily thing for a period of time. The root beer part, at least. And we'd have good behavior, and we'd get popcorn and root beer. And in junior high and high school, I remember I received numerous awards, accolades, medals, certificates for breaking school records and being a part of teams and competition. I was literally a big fish in a small pond, only one junior high school when I grew up. This is just the glory days, having school records, and your brother almost 10 years younger to go to school 9-10 years after you, and those records still being there was pretty cool. But rewards is something that would become familiar with, being rewarded. And then you grow into your career in college and things of that nature, and you learn very quickly about rewards and merits and rewards and accolades, for hitting certain metrics in your place of employment or career. Rewards for having low employee turnover is one that sticks to my mind that I was blessed to win, and bonuses for hitting sales and for low shrink or shortage or inventory numbers. And rewards are something that we, as growing up, would or in life, even now in our whatever age you're in, if you have the privilege to work and have a job, you understand the reward of a paycheck on Fridays or the direct deposit 12 o'clock on Thursday night. And those rewards come because you've invested some labor and some time and agreed upon amounts, and that reward is coming to you. And the automatic deposit or the payroll check will come because of the efforts that you put in. And since the creation of man, God has given us work to do. Adam was given the responsibility to work in the Garden of Eden. If you would notice specifically in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, I'm going to paraphrase. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, he him. Just, well, you know what? Let me read it what the Bible says. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Just in case there's any confusion out there. God created male and female.
Amen.
Amen.
And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air. In Genesis 2 and 15, it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. There's always been labor in the lives of the people of God. God required that Adam would dress the garden and to keep it. That means to take care of it, to protect it, to work the garden. In Genesis 2 and 15, if you notice in the Amplified Version, it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it, to guard it, and to keep it. It's the responsibility of all of us to take care of whatever God has entrusted into our care. It's our responsibility. Somebody say, it's my responsibility to take care of whatever God has entrusted to us. God has been so good to this church. He's been so amazing to the people that are in this church. I'm gonna bare my heart here for a little while. I had the privilege of spending time, first time that I've had the privilege of spending time with all three of my spiritual elders, in a relaxed setting and being able to spend some time with them and their spouses and their wives that are spiritual leaders to us as well. And all of us were together and had some uninterrupted time to talk and to dream and to laugh and spend time together discussing life and church and ministry and revival. And one thing that I got a fresh renewing and a revelation of is that things don't always turn out the way you anticipate them to turn out, because living for God, God always has better plans than what we would even think for ourselves. And so that's the reward of serving the Lord, where you may think you're going to do one thing and God says, well, that's a good start, but I don't want to give you an ice cream truck. I want to give you ice cream factories. I want to give you something bigger than what you've imagined and dreamed for. And that's the reward of living for the Lord, that man may have an idea, but the Lord ponders the steps. The Lord understands where man's goings and where we're going and where we're headed as a church and where we're headed as individuals. We got to understand that we are not like everybody else. We don't have the same mentality. We don't have the same doctrine. We don't have the same style of worship. God has put us through some things. He has carried us. He has brought us through some things, and he's going to take us through some other things. And the reward that comes is far greater than what even our expectation and our mindset would even be able to understand or fathom. That's the God that we serve. And I want to remind us here this morning that God can do anything for anybody at any time, because that's the reward of serving the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
God's reward is not like the rewards of a paycheck, but it can be from time to time. The Lord's reward isn't always something that can be measured, because when the Lord rewards His people, in many instances, it's beyond measure. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there's a faithful reward, or there's reward after reward for those that remain faithful to the Lord. Just pulling a scripture out from Deuteronomy 5 and 33, "You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess." That's the reward of the Lord. Amen. We have some things, and have preached on, or taught on Wednesday, was it last Wednesday, the Wednesday before that, about us reaping what we sow. There's the reward of the Lord. How many here tonight are in the house of God because a grandmother or an elder or three or four generations past had started something called a relationship with the Lord, and they got rid of religion and they pursued a relationship with the Lord. They got rid of culture, and they got rid of things that culture and religion started together, and they pursued what we would call today a relationship with the Lord. And how this church, which I wasn't even aware of this until recently, that this church was technically started under a tree here in Santa Maria. I was not aware of that. Maybe Bishop mentioned that to me during the 8 months we were preaching here. But how in the 1963 or so that there was a folks that wanted to have an apostolic Pentecostal church in Santa Maria. And look at us today. Look what the Lord has done. The reward of serving the Lord. Look over the congregation and can't help but realize and see the blessings of the Lord upon His people. It's the reward of the Lord. It's what God has done. Galatians 3 and 26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." It's time for some of us to I'm going to use the term to wake up, and not use that in a demeaning way, but for us to realize once again, to recognize, as we would say, that we are the children of God. We are the heir of salvation. H-E-I-R. We are the heir of faithfulness. We are the heir of promises. We are the blessings of Abraham will follow us. We understand that there is rewards for serving the Lord. If there's anything or anyone that we ought to be pursuing, it ought to be Him. If there's any accolades, if there's any crowns or any recognition that we ought to be pursuing, is that we know Him.
Amen.
And that He knows us.
Amen.
He knows us. Psalmist tells us in Psalm 103 and 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy disease." That's the reward of the Lord.
Amen.
That's a blessing for serving the Lord. Notice this, "who redeemeth thy life from destruction." That's the Lord's reward. "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things." That's the reward of the Lord. That's the Lord's reward. Notice what the scripture says in Psalms 103 and 10. "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell your neighbor, look at your neighbor. Tell him, "Aren't you glad we don't get what we deserve?"
Amen.
Yeah. Think about that. Aren't you glad that we don't get what we deserve? Because some of us are living off, living in a way, in a lifestyle, and in a manner that we look in the mirror and say, "You know what? I know it's because of the hand of God.
Yeah.
I know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that today is a day that He has made. But I know for sure that 30 years ago, my time was up, but somebody prayed for me somewhere. I found myself down at an altar, and the Lord has rewarded me for giving my life to Him. The Lord has rewarded me for being baptized in Jesus." You say, "Well, Well, Pastor, you're preaching a prosperity gospel. No, I'm not preaching to you prosperity gospel. I'm preaching to you what the scripture said. Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I don't know a perfect person. I haven't met one. I'm not going to ever meet one here on planet Earth. But I know a perfect God that His ways and His thoughts aren't our ways and our thoughts. And you know what? He's just. He's loving, He's kind, He's forgiving, He's merciful, but He's a God that's going to judge us according to the Word, but He's also going to reward us according to His Word. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, the psalmist writes, Psalm 103 and 11, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him or reverence Him. That's the Lord's reward. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. That's the Lord's reward. I know it sounds elementary, but we need to understand something here today, that as hard as we work with our jobs and pursuing education and running our businesses and companies and trying to please man and make sure man is satisfied throughout the week, we got not only a calling, but we have an obligation to ensure that we seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, because but what we need more than anything is the reward of the Lord. We need the favor of the Lord. This text that I read tonight gives us instruction about how we should act and think, our attitude, our perspective, our motives, and thoughts in our lives. It's very clear that whatever we do for the glory and the honor of the Lord. It's this scripture text is not solely regulated about things in the church. It's not regulated solely about the things that have to do with the church. But we have to remind and we have to understand that we are ambassadors of the Lord. God has given us all work and ministries and talents and resources and anointings and families and responsibility. But notice this, if we could regard what He's entrusted to us as an act of worship and service to God, such an attitude would take some of the drudgery and boredom out of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with somebody some time back. I don't know if they realized what they were saying or the meaning behind they said, but their connotation was, I can handle anything if somebody's paying me to do it. But in this world, you are never going to be fully compensated for what you deal with or put up with. And in most cases, you will never be paid what you're worth. But the Lord takes good records. The Lord takes good notes. He rewards His people with favor and anointings and blessings if you remain faithful to Him.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 6 and 10 says, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. That's the reward of the Lord tonight. In the church and out of the church, you're never going to be fully compensated. You're never going to be fully appreciated or valued, noticed or recognized by man for all of the stuff that you keep record of. All the stuff that you've said. All the stuff that you did or tried or attempted or we, all the times we stayed up late or we showed up early or we just did it and we covered for somebody because man has faults and humanity is forgetful and man sometimes is absent-minded and has a tendency to think about themselves whether we like to realize it or not. But notice what the scripture says in Proverbs 16 and 7. This is the reward of the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with Him. Tell you what, saints, if there's anybody or anything you want to please and you want to reward you want the Lord to be pleased with what you're doing. If there's anything you want to hear in this world from somebody here to tell you, great job, you're doing awesome. But you know what? All the awesomeness, all the great jobs are never going to amount to those words in heaven. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Let me preach to somebody here this morning. Work hard. Go to school. Put your time in. But can I tell you, in all that we're doing, let's pursue the reward of the Lord. His reward is priceless. His reward is, as the Scripture says, He can do anything. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory.
Yeah.
In the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's what the Scripture says in Ephesians 3 and 20. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 1, 18 and 23, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And then he goes on to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I have been guilty of this many times, of waking up, rolling over and saying, oh man. But then Sister Revis began to think about this scripture. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Because I've had a lot of friends and co-workers that I know, they didn't get a chance to roll over and say, oh man. Somebody had to call the police or the ambulance or a loved one and say, somebody passed away in their sleep. Somebody didn't make it home. I want the Lord's reward.
Amen.
Every day is a gift. Every church service ought to be a church service. We come in and we give everything we've got to the Lord. Most of our services are 90 minutes, 100 minutes long. We ought to come in and say, you know what? I'm going to give everything I got to the Lord. And then on Monday, I'm going to give everything I got to the Lord. When I go to work, when I go to the gym, when I go to extracurricular activity, I'm going to give everything that I got to the Lord. I'm going to do it with my whole heart, because this is something that the Lord has said, that He's going to judge me according to my actions. And I want to make sure I get the reward of the Lord. When we wake up in the morning, it's the reward of the Lord.
Amen.
When we're able to have a heartbeat on our own and breathe air and oxygen out of our nostrils, this is something that should not be taken for granted. When the Lord has rewarded you with the blessing that He has given you, because the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to us. We got to understand that with the Lord, we receive the reward. It's from the Lord that we receive the reward.
Yes,
Colossians 3 and 24 says, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. When was the last time you thanked the Lord for your job instead of complaining about it? How about this? When was the last time you prayed for your boss instead of talking about him? Well, when was the last time you went on a fast because of things that were taking place on your job instead of quitting? I understand workplace, not always easy. But God has placed us all strategically in different places to shine.
Yeah.
And how are we doing? Are we shining or are we hiding? Are we being steadfast? Are we burning bright, or is life and circumstance and people and bad decisions and sin and the devil blow out our light? Are we holding down to our standard of holiness and separation, of outward holiness and inward holiness? Or are we trying to fit in to conform to man's opinion and the trends of society? It's the Lord's reward that we ought to be concerned with. I don't know about you, but I long to hear those words. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'm not here to boast. I can only preach about Pastor Panero, but I've been on the, I've been in the newspaper. I may or may not have been on the front page of the sports section. Maybe posters. I got boxes of medals. I got probably stacks of certificates and trophies and things. Been the Lord blessed me in my career, amazing career. I was able to, before I transitioned to Santa Maria, I was able to finish at the highlight. We were district of the year, done that a couple times in the entire company. But, and you know what I did with all that stuff? It's all in a box. In fact, I don't even know where it's at, to be honest. It's in a box. I know some of it's at my parents' house. It's been there since 1999. I haven't even gone back to get any of that stuff. It's in a box there. And then when we moved to Santa Maria, put all that other stuff in a box. It's been in a box for however long we've been here. And you know what? I couldn't even tell you where that stuff is at. You know why? Because I really don't care. That don't mean anything. Yeah, someday Michaela will have fun looking at it and looking how goofy dad looked in high school and in college and some of these things will probably be good paper to start a fire someday. But could I tell you, none of that stuff matters. I can't take any of that stuff with me. I can't sell that stuff and do something glamorous with. Our college degrees are great. We need them. Go to college if you can afford it and spiritually handle it. But can I tell you, none of that stuff matters if you don't hear those words. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to make sure that we don't lose our salvation. We don't lose our ministries. We don't lose our callings. We don't lose our walk with God. We don't lose our holiness trying to reap the rewards of something here on earth. Can I tell you, make money, buy houses, be good stewards. But can I tell you, none of that stuff, you can't take none of it with you to hell, and you can't take none of it with you to heaven. Can I tell you, we got to look for the reward of the Lord and say, you know what? I could gain this whole world and lose my soul, but I don't want to lose my soul. I want to make sure I hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Seek ye first. I want to hear the reward of the Lord. I believe in hard work and education, being a team player, being a man and lady of your word. We should be men and ladies of our word.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I know it's old fashioned, but there's still something about a handshake, and I'll be there, and my word is my vow. I know that we have trust issues, and trust takes a long time to build up and just a few seconds to lose. But can I tell you today, we got to make sure we're qualified. We got to make sure we're prepared and proactive as we are to prepare for the things of this world. We got to make sure that we're overly prepared, that we're overly proactive, that we're overly ensuring that we hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servants. I've seen too many people not qualified, but made themselves available to God. And then he appoints them and equips them for whatever he positions them for. I've seen the faithful be blessed and promoted over nepotism and tenure. It's called the Lord's reward.
Right.
2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward them." 1 Peter 3:12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." That's the Lord's reward.
Amen.
You cannot outsmart. Here, Pastor, you cannot not outwork, outdo, pay your way through faithfulness. Because this is the Lord's reward. 2 Timothy 4:7, the Apostle Paul writes, "I have fought a good faith. I have fought a good fight." Maybe he did fight a good faith. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all men," or all them, "also that love his appearing." That's the Lord's reward.
Amen.
Faithfulness doesn't quit.
No.
Faithfulness doesn't give up.
No.
Faithfulness, we talked about Thursday night in my class, perseveres in tough times and finds a solution. Faithfulness shows up regardless. Faithfulness prays anyways. Faithfulness seeks and knocks and asks and keeps on seeking and asking and knocking and keeps on doing it over and over again, because the scripture tells us in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That's the reward of the Lord. That's the Lord's reward. We understand that faithfulness is still faithfulness when the money's tight, because the word of the Lord says in Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Yes.
Abound with blessings. This scripture I'm going to read to you next, I've read it over and over and over throughout my life. And Brother Juan, it's a word that there that sticks out to me. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things
right
which God had prepared for them that love him. What are those things?
Right.
Ask your neighbor, what are those things? Don't be shy, don't be afraid of them. I'm almost done. What are the things which God had prepared for them? What are those things that God has prepared for you? Just think about that. What are those things? Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What he's that our eye and our ear, nor have we even pondered it in our heart, the things which God had prepared for us. I think we're pretty creative people and imaginative, and in our postmodern time we've done some incredible things. There's been some brilliant minds. But it says it's written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of the things which God hath prepared for them. That's a consolation for anybody tonight, to be faithful, to stay faithful, because there's the reward of the Lord that is coming to us if we remain steadfast.
Amen.
The outreach team on Saturdays, the homeless shelter ministry tomorrow, on Mondays, the elders that built this church, not maybe this literal building here, but have built the church revival tabernacle through the years with Peanut Brittle, the Life and Focus on Wednesdays and Thursdays or Fridays. Can I tell you that there's a reward for that? There's a blessings that come with that. There's the favor of God that comes with that. Matthew 25:35 says, for I was a hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger. You took me in naked and you clothed me, and I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Verse 40 says, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto me, unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. God takes good notes. God takes good records. Come on, somebody. We need to pursue the reward of the Lord. When you do something for God's people or somebody else, whether they're God's people in the church or out of the church, can I tell you, God made them from the dust of the earth, just like He made you. They may not be living for God. You may not approve of their lifestyle, but can I tell you, if there's breath, there's still hope. And we got to understand that in the church and out of the church, there's no rejects. There's no throwaways. And you know what? Such were some of us, but God forgave us. God called us. He brought us out. We got to remember that they have a reward coming someday, but we have a reward coming someday too. And I want to hear those words. Well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
The musicians would begin to make their way. The Lord's reward is worth far more than any Christmas bonus.
Amen.
Yeah. The Lord's reward is worth far more than any stock option, overtime, or award. Proverbs 11:18 says, the wicked worketh a deceitful work. But notice this, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. I say to the prayer warriors and the prayer team on Thursday, and the intercessors of this church, just keep praying. Just keep believing. Just keep interceding. Just keep warring in the spirit for this church and your family and for this city. Because the Lord's reward is going to be worth it all. Colossians 3 and 2 says, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord. We got to keep praying. We got to keep believing. We got to keep reaching. We got to keep striving. We got to keep giving. Jeremiah 33 and 3 tells us, call unto me and I will answer and show thee great and mighty things which thou knewest not. That's the reward of the Lord. And He shows us. So we keep dressing holy and modest. We keep singing. We keep loving. We keep giving. We keep being good stewards financially, because the Lord's reward says, give and it shall be given unto you. Luke 6 and 38. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that meet that you... Same measure me that meet with all shall be measured to you again. It's my desire, it's my intention this evening to stir something in us that to remind us that we're going to leave this facility in the next 30 minutes or so. We're all going to go to different places. Some of you have already been looking at your schedule while I'm preaching. Shame on you. But you got things already on your mind that you're worried about and concerned for Monday. Can I tell you, what if Monday doesn't come? What if you don't make it to In-N-Out drive-through before you get home today? It's funny, but it's true. What would happen? What words are you gonna hear? What are you gonna hear? Well, you sat through church, you went through revival, you went through youth camp, you went through camp meeting, you had the Holy Ghost, but you know what? Your belly's gonna be filled with remorse in a place called hell, or you're gonna be in streets of gold running and dancing and excited because you heard those words. Well done, thy good and faithful servants.
Yeah. Jesus.
One of the things that motivates me is that I know there's a purpose for everything, but I did not always live for God, and in my opinion, I wasted those years and I can't get those years back. So what motivates me is this is Pastor Panero, I always feel like I'm playing catch up. Like I gotta make up for that. That's just pastor. It's not condemnation. It's just me. It's just how I'm wired. And because I know some of the hard work and efforts and extra work that I did in my career, I have the same drive for the things of the Lord, because I'm not going to give 50% to a church or to a city or to my ministry and gave 100% or 110% to something that I threw in a box that I don't even know where it's at today. Saints of God, we got to have that same passion, that same fire, that same fight, and says, you know what? I want the reward of the Lord. I don't want man's accolades, although my flesh wants that, the approval, but I want the reward of the Lord.
Amen.
As we stand tonight, I don't want to cut corners. I don't want to bail out, because Jesus didn't cut corners when He died on the cross. He didn't bail out when He was literally on the cross, nailed. He bled out. Some of us are wore out. He bled out. He was wounded. He was bruised. He was humiliated. But our sins were on that cross. And our sins are many. And our sins are forgiven over and over and over again. And His blood covers us. That's the Lord's reward.
Amen.
And His name is a strong tower.
Yeah.
Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the righteous run into it and are safe. That's the reward of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes we're apprehensive. The altars are open tonight. You could come. I'm coming to a close. But it's time for us to purge through, or just to take another step higher with what God has entrusted us with. Notice this. Matthew 10 and 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Water. Not even one cup of water in the name of the Lord is going to go unrecognized. That's the Lord's reward.
Amen.
That even a cup of water.
Yeah.
He takes good notes. He keeps great records. As I open these altars tonight, I ask us to consider this. Do you know this made me sick when I got nauseous when I read this. That 3 billion people, nearly one half of the world's population, live on less than $2.50 a day. I'm not even sure that we can go to Starbucks and get a regular grande drip of the day for $2.50. I'm not sure. I think it's actually $2.65. 80% of the world's population live on less than $10 a day. We're a blessed people.
Yes, we are.
I want to stir something in us tonight. God's taking us deeper and He's calling us higher. But we need to seek the accolades of the Spirit. As we come tonight, what do we need to lay down? What do we need to check? What do we need to change? What do we need to work on? Whose approval are we seeking? Are we more concerned about the boss or the professor? Our husband? Our neighbor? The man that signs our checks? The one that prints the schedule? Or are we going to seek the approval of the Lord? Opinions matters. People with expertise, we need their wisdom and advice. But more than that, we need the approval of the word of the Lord. We need to hear those words. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. If the Lord called us home tonight, where would we spend eternity? We took our last breath before daybreak. Where would we spend eternity? Let's find a place to pray. Let's start the week off right with clean hands and a pure heart. I know we shouted, but let's talk to the Lord tonight. Let's talk to Him about us.
Huh.
Hallelujah!
You restore.
Restores. He restores.
Every heart that is broken.
Come on.
Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs.
I'm on my way to heaven.
We pour out our praise.
I want to get to heaven.
Pour out our praise. It's your breath.
I want to hear those words. Come on, moms and dads.
We pour out our praise. We pour out our praise.
Are we pushing church attendance as much as we push going to college?
So we pour out our praise.
Do we promote the church house?
We pour out our praise. It's your breath.
As much as we promote working.
So we pour out our praise.
Come on. We teach them how to play ball. Are we teaching them how to pray at the altar?
You give life. You are love. You bring light to darkness.
Where's the raw hunger at? For an altar experience.
You restore every heart.
The Lord's got a reward for all of us. It's a place called heaven. It's going to take work to get there.
Great are you, Lord.
It's going to take work for us to get to heaven. He's got a reward for you. It's a beautiful place.
You are love.
But we can't lose sight of heaven.
We
don't preach enough about heaven. I'm to blame for that. We don't preach enough about hell. I'm to blame for that. But that's a choice we got. There's only two places we're going to spend eternity. He's got a reward for all of us tonight.